You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
We're archiving now, live.
No delay.
Everybody fixed everything. Rob Kelly back in the house with the You Know What, Dude podcast. Live, live.
Saturday night.
Saturday afternoon.
Afternoon, live.
We're doing this live. This is coming out Monday, so if you're getting any static or it's fucking up, just refresh your browser. Make sure you use Firefox or Chrome. Don't use Safari. Whatever. It's probably your browser if it's fucking up. But just refresh it. It should stream freshly. And if it doesn't, if you don't have a good Wi-Fi connection, just Monday morning, this will be out on the You Know What, Dude live on Riotcast.com.
Safari's bad?
Safari can be bad. It's you know, it's weird. A lot of people don't know that certain browsers fucking blow for certain things. So... And browsers, sometimes there's a new version of it that you need to get. Mm-hmm. And the older... I don't like your sexy... I don't like... I don't... Stop looking at me sexy. Yeah. I got to turn the lights up. Right.
Oh, Bobby. Tell me about the browser. All right, I'm going to download Firefox when I get home.
Firefox is good. I find Chrome to be the best right
Do
now.
Do you?
But I switch back and forth. Sometimes Firefox is the shit.
But we'll try Firefox.
Firefox is good, but Chrome is good because you can just, you know, on the other browsers, you have to, there's a search little queue and there's a, you know, a .com queue. You actually, if you know the website. On Chrome, you can actually type in the .com queue, fucking Dan Soda, blah, blah, sucking a cock in a parking lot. Caught. Plus caught.
Caught. On tape. Yes.
And it will actually, it will come up as a search right there too, which I kind of like.
That is neat.
It is neat.
I know nothing about computers.
Yeah, you do. You know about Xbox. That's a computer.
I'm not even on Xbox Live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
And it's pure laziness.
Why aren't you on Xbox Live?
Because I don't
Why am I
fuck.
Fucking talking like this?
I don't know. Why are you going to be an old Jewish lady? Why are you not on Xbox Live? You have the capabilities.
Because I'm a lazy piece of shit and I like playing the computer.
Really?
No, I don't know. I'm just a piece of shit.
You're not a piece of shit. You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
That should come with a head pat.
If you were closer.
Oh, that'd be creepy.
I think that I know a lot. I don't know a lot about online. I don't know a lot of fucking geeky shit, but I like geeky shit. I love nerds. Yep. I love nerds.
You know,
man,
what I hate is
black penis.
I love that.
Do you really? If you had a second dick, would it be a black one or a white
absolutely.
One?
Absolutely, it'd be a black one.
You really?
I'd go all the way. If I'm going to suck a dick, I'm going to go all the way.
So it would be a black dick?
Yeah.
You wouldn't? You would go black instead of white?
Yeah, I think I would.
Let me set the scenario up.
Okay. This is the grossest off track we've ever gotten.
It is. It's a fucking very bad one. But
I was going to talk about how I hate when celebrities say they used to be nerds, and now we're talking about if I'd suck a black or a white dick.
Okay. Well, that's
that.
So if you had, okay, there's a black, big black cock. Now
huge,
it's just
a fucking
it's
lip
big.
Ripper.
It's big and dark, and then at the tip,
dark
kinda,
Nubian.
Yeah, and then you got a nice, head. Perfect pink. It's kind of like a. Like a not a too pink,
soft,
like skin
white.
Color cock.
Yeah,
you can see the you know
nice Aryan.
Yeah,
penis.
And then at the top it gets a little darker,
a little purple head.
Yeah, not purple. No, like not purple. Jesus Christ,
dark pink.
We stop adding to. Don't add your real fantasy to the fake fantasy.
And there
that
I am
created.
On a silk bed somewhere in Fire
silk
Island.
Silk sheets suck, by the way.
Yeah, they're the worst.
You can't even jizz on them. You jizz on them, you ruin them.
For some reason, I used to wear silk boxers in high school.
Why?
And then I just started jacking off with them as like because they're the best jizz rags in the world. Silk boxers.
You just used your pants, your underwear to jizz into?
Yeah, I was like 15. I could have used sandpaper and I'd still come.
Did you say college?
No, 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 I said high school.
I thought you said college.
No, I'm not. That's like fucking, that's like some Ted Bundy shit if you're wearing fucking silk underwear in college.
When was the era? It was that Playboy. Remember Playboy was the shit? Remember Playboy was the shit? Like the bunny. They used to have bunny t-shirts.
Yeah.
Are you too old, young for that?
I think I might be a little too young for
Dude,
that.
Back in the day, they used to have Playboy bunny t-shirts and gold neck, like a pendant. Like, but back then, dude, there was nothing I wanted more than an Italian gold horn and a fucking Playboy bunny.
You know what's funny is I've only known you for like a little over a year now, maybe more. I was in the cellar last night and I was walking downstairs and there's the blown up picture of you with the cigarette.
Yeah.
And you look like such a fucking creep.
And I do.
Could tell, yeah. I could tell, though, like, Bobby used to get a ton of pussy because you have that, like.
I actually got pussy at that photo shoot.
I bet you did because you, like, smoking your cigarette like a hump. Just, like, just looking in, giving those eyes like you're definitely trying to bang the photographer's assistant.
Dude, I used to get a lot of bucks.
A lot.
I used to get a lot of bucks.
And that's how I know you haven't, because you could just called it box.
I used to get a lot of fucking bucks, man. And I still could get bucks, too. I still got game. Game isn't, and I know I'm physically fucking older and, you know, fatter and blah, 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 as the fucking people listening went, and fatter. And they nudged nobody. I could still get box. It's a mental thing, getting broads. And plus, being funny, you can't, you know what I mean? Being funny is...
It's an aphrodisiac like a motherfucker.
You just wanted to say that,
yeah,
didn't
I did.
You?
I did.
What's up with your soft voice today? You have like a sexy voice.
Because my mic volume's high.
Is it really? Do you want me to turn you down?
Yeah, that's why if I talk loud, I just have to pull it, because like...
No, you're actually talking. I like it. It's not a bad thing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's a sexy.
I won't be monster voice.
How's that? Is that better?
That's good.
A little better?
A little better.
A little better. Anyways, bro, it's Saturday afternoon. Mm. We're at the YKWD compound.
The headquarters.
We're at the headquarters, the new studio.
If we were a shitty radio show, yes, they would do the jail cell locking thing, the like the lockdown. We're at the YKWD headquarters, live from the YKWD compound.
It's God. Robert Kelly. I have no fucking nickname. There's no nickname for me.
No, there isn't.
I'm Robert Kelly.
You are.
That's
your
it.
Government name.
I'm Robert Kelly.
And you know what? It's respectable.
You have many nicknames.
I don't have as many as Joe, but I have as many.
You have more than Joe.
No, I got Monster Voice. What else?
You get Corporate Dan.
Corporate Dan. Well, that's neutral.
The things
Dan,
we say behind your back.
Which
shithead,
is just vicious.
Asshole.
Talent,
flat face.
Talentless cunt.
You. What are we? I remember when I called you the fuck, and you have the same face as the lady who started the Salem witch trials.
Where was I? I was somewhere, and I was in a hotel somewhere, and I was just laughing. You were just fucking making fun of the fact that I have Susan B. Anthony face.
So, dude, you really do. You have the original woman.
I have
from
picture from Titanic face. Like,
yes.
If you found a picture, like, this was my grandmother on the Titanic.
Is that
like,
a man or a woman? Yeah. When the women, remember, women back in the day were fucking nasty.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're not fucking.
You know what's weird, though?
What?
I've seen pictures from women from, like, this is my great-great-grandmother, and they're actually kind of hot, and that means that she would have, like... You know, like, when they're always like, that's a woman that could start a war. Like, they used to have sayings like that. That's because there was only, like, six hot chicks in the fucking world. The rest of them look like your younger brother.
Yeah, and it sucks in those movies, too. Anytime you go back at, like, you know, Egyptian days or whatever, it's always just a, like, smoking hot white chick.
Yeah, it is.
It's a smoking hot... I think... Angelina Jolie is playing Nefertiti.
Oh, I don't even know who that is, but I acted like I just did.
She's black. She's a black fucking... She's from Egypt, which is Africa, which is black. And the black people are like, what the
fuck?
That's
the white man controlling Hollywood.
Well, it's so funny that we... Even if you look back at, like, Westerns back in the day... It's a white dude that they painted his face black, like tan, and he's like, "Ha, me, come
to." I will take you to the top of the hill, white man. Cut. All right. So, Eric, on that one, do you want me? Yeah, Tonto is a white dude.
Wait, what was that voice? That was such a perfect Indian voice.
What, my old Native American voice? Yeah. For the great bald chief, with the strength of many buffalo. Injun Dan?
You have another voice.
I do. I got three.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah,
you
know
you understand why that's perfect?
What, the Native American?
Because you made him a regular white guy, like a janitor.
Yeah.
You can still hear the Detroit.
Yeah, that just talks
the middle of America. And then you can hear the Indian just
and
a little bit.
Action, for we will follow the trail up and top to where the eagle sleeps. Cut. All right, so on this scene, do you want me to follow the Lone Ranger or go in front? Eric, you're doing a great job. Just keep playing it. Let's get a little more paint on his face.
First of all, I don't like that you didn't cast me as the director. You played both parts.
You're the producer.
Now I know if
you're
the
EP.
Now I know if you had a real movie where I wouldn't even get a spot in
you're
it.
The EP.
You just did both voices.
I was ready, Eddie Murphying you out of this.
Yeah, I was ready to jump in and do the fucking. You want chicken salad, sir?
Where's the catering?
So yeah, dude, the movies are fucking. It's so funny if you watch these. Oh, I love westerns. You a big western fan?
Diehard western fan.
Really? Diehard.
Spaghetti westerns. Love them all.
I like Bonanza.
I didn't like Bonanza. Was a little too faggy for me.
Faggy.
I just didn't like Hoss. Like Hoss.
You don't like Hoss?
I kind of liked Hoss.
I don't like Hoss, dude.
Bonanza wasn't something I got into. I liked the fucked up, like all the spaghetti westerns. I liked the revenge tales. Like, I'm a real big revenge guy, which probably shows you something about my psyche.
Yeah.
But like, I loved Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, all the spaghetti westerns were great. And it's funny, too, because a lot of guys had to go out of the country. You know, he went out of the country to become famous. No, but my point is, before you fucking cut me off, you need more headphones.
I do.
Stop. Listen, I'm kidding. He left the country because his career was going down the shitter. He went to Italy and or Spain, wherever the fuck they filmed those. That where they filmed it in Spain?
I think they did it in Spain.
I thought it was Italy.
It's one of those.
Why would it be called a spaghetti western if it was...
Okay, it's in Italy.
I know the director was Italian.
It's probably in Italy.
Okay, all right, good. I'm going to stick with Italy.
I'm an idiot. Whenever I say something with conviction, just doubt me, and I will recoil.
Yeah, that's what this podcast should be. Just fucking idiots.
I just throw shit... Like, I'll throw shit out there, and it won't be even near the truth.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
At least I try. I try to have some truth.
I don't.
I don't fake it.
I do.
You just fake it.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Not
like real shit, but like dumb facts like that.
So you just fake it in a conversation?
Absolutely.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I don't want to feel stupid.
Why don't you just learn?
Because learning's for chumps.
Learning's not for chumps,
yeah,
you fucking
You're a
idiot.
Sucker if you read a book.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. I just fucking, I don't know. It's an insecurity thing of mine. Like, if you'll be like, this is a great example. Nate Bargatze and I were at a comedy club.
Who's that?
Nate Bargatze.
I'm kidding. Go
very
ahead.
Funny comedian.
Nate is a very funny guy. But he has a fucking shit car that's jinxed.
I like his car.
His fucking car's jinxed.
Just when you get in it.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
You're blaming me.
Mm-hmm.
You're an asshole.
Done a ton of road gigs with Nate. Perfect.
I've driven
out to West Virginia.
I've done one.
But Nate, one time we were sitting around, he's like, when did Red Fox die? And I was like, 1983. I just said it like fast, and he was like, is that even true? And I go, I don't know. And
the show was still on in 83.
Yeah, he looked it up. He's like, man, he died in like 91. And I was like, oh, fuck.
I love Nate, by the way, but the gig we did was a fucking jinx gig. He fucking got a fucked up thing, fell underneath his car, and then something else happened. But I did take him to Pepe's Pizza in New Haven.
Oh, so good.
Have you had it?
Yeah, remember I texted you that picture when I did that gig at Joker's Wild?
Dude.
It's so fucking good.
Oh my fucking God.
The guy showed, I showed up late because I was still waiting tables then.
Right.
And I had to show up late to the gig. And a couple of my friends were on the show, too. And they're like, we ordered a bunch of Pepe's. It's almost cold, though. And I was like, I don't give a shit. And I just hammered down.
It's the best
pizza.
It's
so good.
I'm fucking hungry right now.
Yeah, just even saying that.
I'm so... My mouth... Look at my tongue. It's wet. It's I'm so hungry right now. Pepe's Pizza, but it, the thing is, it's very salty.
Extreme. I mean, you're fucking crazy salty.
I went to that gig. We did a college, and me and Nate, and I did this gig. My neck was fucking sweating salt. Like, I could smell my neck.
Oh, it's so good.
That's how fat I was. It's just, it was pouring out of me. Thank God I wore an extra, extra, extra big black t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I just felt bad. It was like one of those gigs where you're like in almost in the middle of the room. It's almost in the round, and there's just young hot college girls
just gotta
on
watch
the
you
side
your,
of you, and it's
dumb
just
karate
it,
gi.
It's just my. You call it a karate gi?
Yeah, that's how big of a shirt you're wearing.
You're an asshole. That's just mean. I don't like. I'm sitting there. What the fuck does that mean? But that's very mean. No, it wasn't a karate gi, you asshole. I took karate, by the way.
Right.
But anyways, dude. Yeah, a lot of these people, there was a thing, I forget what it was, a lot of these people left the country to become fucking famous. Dennis Leary did it, he went. Patrice did it too.
Hendrix?
Patrice went to England for a while, yeah. Fucking said, fuck America.
Jimi Hendrix did it.
A lot of it. Hendrix did it. Clint Eastwood did it.
There's a ton of people.
A lot of people left this shit country and went over to England.
I do not believe that. I am a patriot, and I will say that. It's like, yeah, but... Sometimes, to like, there's a great interview with Patrice when he did Ron's Unmasked.
Best, I love that show. By the
holy
way,
holy shit! If you're a fan of comedy,
yeah,
you need to listen to Unmasked.
If you're a fan of comedy, the things you have to listen to is that Unmasked with Ron Bennington, mm-hmm. which is fucking unbelievable, and you have to listen to, you have to watch the HBO show with Louis Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais on it is actually the least. Knowledgeable stand up.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, he's a you know, because he says shit and it's so he gets caught out there a few times with the greats.
Yeah.
They were like, why?
I like Rock gives him a look one time where he's like,
yeah, Rock gives him a look and then Louis looks at him one time and goes, why are you mad?
Yeah.
Why are you getting so mad? There's nothing worse than being passionate about something
and
mad,
being wrong.
And somebody going, why is that making you mad?
That's one of the worst feelings in the world that you can have is, you know what it is? When it goes from anger to embarrassment.
Yeah.
When you're like fucking furious about something and then you're immediately wrong and embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, but in that second you realize that, oh shit, why? I thought my anger, I would get mad and you'd be mad with me. Yeah. Understand it. But you're looking at me like... judgmental, like, why would that make you? But it's kind of a dick move to do, though, for that person. Because,
God.
Look, man, that's like when you get angry at something and someone goes, why is that? It's so passive aggressive because you know the outcome. When you say, why is that making you mad? But it's going to make you madder.
The worst feeling I've ever had in the world is one time I got really mad when I was waiting tables and I just fucking I said something and I like said it too loud and my manager was like,
what, were you in front of a mirror? Why am I here?
But I said something and my manager got fucking furious and I went from angry to like, oh shit, like that clamped down, like authoritative figure. And it was the worst feeling because it's like all that rage you're feeling just gets fucking packed in.
I couldn't imagine fucking having a boss again. Could you imagine that?
I don't know.
Having a
I'm still nervous. I still go into restaurants and I go, would they hire me? Like they would. I still do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that fucking just gave me shivers. That gave me shivers, bro.
Thinking about that?
To have that, fuck yeah. Oof. To have a feeling of going into a restaurant and maybe, having a maybe feeling.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It's a really gross feeling.
It's a fucking, like, it's scary. It's not gross. It's fucking scary.
I look at a restaurant and I go, how big are their sections?
Really?
I wonder if they do good lunches here. They have to do good
nothing
lunches.
Would make me happier than to see you with an apron just one more time.
Nothing would make me look up the gun laws in New York quicker than having to do that. Go down in a blaze of glory.
It's no, you don't kill anybody. You'll be back. You're doing great.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck me, dude. I was at the show last night. Esty loves you, by the way. She actually texted me today. Thanks again for Dan.
She's the best.
It's like a running joke now.
But you know what?
What?
I appreciate it.
And you actually have my spot when I'm away.
That's happened.
Yeah, you've taken the Rob Kelly fucking...
I've taken the make 8 sure, p.m. Rob Kelly, close this is, it out.
We got to make sure we end the show on a fucking high note.
Throw some heat.
Because the fucking really famous motherfuckers might stink this place up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot.
It's
a lot of pressure on that
spot. Plus, you know, if the show goes over, you're going to have to fucking maybe take a hit once in a while.
Yeah.
And you never know who the fuck stops in, too. You're fucked. If somebody stops in the middle of the show, you're the
one
fucked.
This is how much I love that room. Is like, I'll be on stage having a great set, and because, you know, famous people came in, and maybe the show's running real late.
Yeah.
And I'll get rolling, and I'll be like, this is the greatest feeling. And then you see that light come on, and you're like, fuck, fuck. Like, I was having so much fun.
I had a set there last night. I recorded 2 weeks ago there.
Yeah.
Just to check it out. We had to send somebody tape. It was okay. But there's nothing like a weekend spot at the Cellar when you go up with all fucking guns blazing, and you're having fun, and you just don't give a fuck.
You know what?
There's nothing. Last night's second set was so fun for me.
Yeah.
I was like, God, you get off, and you just, I'm good. I'm fucking good. You just want to go fuck chicks. You just want to go eat and fuck
chicken
chicks.
Wings in my face.
Yeah, that's all you want to do is just go, just fucking go be rogue.
There's so many hot girls that come into that club.
I know, and I can't fucking look at any
of them. Just stand in the back, kind of where the bar downstairs entrance is, and I'll just like look at. There was this one girl I was just daydreaming about before I went on. I was like, she is the hottest girl.
Was she there?
She was just sitting in the audience, and I was just like staring at her. Like if she would have known.
Wait a minute, stop. You were on stage doing this?
No. I was waiting to go up.
And you saw
her. And I was standing by the kitchen, or by the bar entrance downstairs.
Right, and you saw this girl.
And I saw this girl, and she was like with this boyfriend. And I did like the backstory where I was like, he's probably not funny. Right. He probably is, you know, he's probably all strict.
Yeah.
And just
strict.
I don't know what the opposite of funny is, because I'm a big idiot.
Lieutenant in the fucking Marines?
It's an officer.
Woman, I said no mashed potatoes.
I will take you to the comedy show against my will. This girl was so fucking hot.
Against your what?
I don't know.
I don't like that character.
That character's out. You know what?
That was just you.
This is the live show. Sometimes we practice some characters and they don't work.
Well, the live show is the same as the regular show.
Well,
we either play it or we don't.
Okay. That character out. We know serious military boyfriend.
It's got to be a little more southern. That's all. It's got to be a little more southern.
And I don't want to do that.
Yeah. All right. Cool. You don't want to fuck with it.
That character's out.
Usman.
And I just stared at this girl creepily for like a good 15 minutes through the first comic, to the comic before me's whole set. Just stared at her. Just watched her like a fucking stalker.
What were you?
She was
what did
so
you,
hot. She was
but
one
what
of
were you going to get?
I was hoping that she would just leave her boyfriend because I had such
what,
a good
then?
Set. I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't want anything.
Here's the thing, bro. I've been in those situations and they do leave their boyfriends. Mm-hmm. They do come back and just to see you, and they'll hunt you down on the. It's worse now to because of social networking, Twitter, Facebook. You can actually find somebody. Back in the day, is that you again?
That's me.
Can you shut that fucking thing off?
Shutting it off.
All right, shut it. You know the phone rule.
I do.
I get to have my phone on in case there's an emergency and we need to call 911. You and your fucking who's tweeting you? Who was it? Who was calling you? Who was it?
I don't know. I didn't.
Who what? Look. Then it's not off. If you can look, the phone's not off. Who was it?
It was the booker of Stand Up New York asking if I could switch to a later spot.
You work at Stand Up New York?
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You're in it fucking all the clubs, you little pusswack.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, aren't you?
No, I'm not in at Gotham or Comic Strip.
You're in at Gotham?
They don't ever. No, I'm not. Like I do. Like
I had you. You were open for me.
Yeah, but that's just a one off.
But they loved you.
They never, they never contacted me or told them to email me. Like they never told
really
me to email them. No.
Ah, that's just the fucking. That's just you not following up.
They didn't give me anything to follow up on.
Yeah, but you. Well, I'm sorry. What did you want a fucking golden?
No, but if they're like, hey, here's my email. Email your avails.
Papa, they want me in the Gotham Comedy Club.
This is an awful character.
I have awful characters.
Yeah, you're
that's my characters. You know what I do? I sing songs good. I come up with good songs. Losing weight. Bobby Kelly is losing weight.
I know because you're dumb, crusty gym hats in front of me.
Oh my God! Who
I thought your phone was gonna be off.
That's the house phone, dude.
I thought
that's the house phone. You just keep going.
Oh, just carry this. Should I do a play-by-play of it?
What?
I don't know. I don't even know where the phone is. It's confusing.
I don't know where it is.
There's a lot of loud noises. And we're live. You wouldn't have done this if we were recording. You would have stopped it. You would have stopped it if we were recording. I'm checking Twitter to see if there's any questions.
There's no questions.
Why wouldn't there be?
We have no questions, dude.
There should be.
No questions on Twitter.
Your watch is about to drop off the table.
That's all right. It's a
looks like a kitchen timer.
It's a crazy watch.
Really,
this live shit is confusing for me too. I'll tell you.
Oh, what the fuck? I don't know, but this
Who's
is gonna
fucking calling. Keep going, dude.
All right, I'm just watching you almost come unglued on where this phone is.
Where is it?
I think it's. Is it over there?
Yeah, it's over here, somewhere.
I wish we had a video going of you trying to find your phone.
Oh, it's on the floor right here.
Oh, there it is.
Hello. Hello. Who is it?
Dude, I'm in the middle of a podcast. Call me back. Stop calling my house phone. You're ruining the show. It's Frosty, my agent.
Hi, Matt.
Dan Soto's on. We're doing a live podcast right now, and you just ruined the whole fucking show because you called twice and we couldn't find the phone. How do you turn the house phone off, Matt? Where's the button for that?
That's actually a good question.
Who calls a house phone?
People that want to get a hold of you. Urgently.
Anyways, all right, we're doing a live show right now. Is it important? Is it bad? Is it good?
Hollywood called.
Is it good?
You're a star, Bobby.
He goes, it's always good. What an agent thing to say. He went, it's always good.
It's always good.
All right, bye.
I just imagine him with a copy of the New York Times outside on a porch looking at a lake. He watched me kind of eat my dick last night.
Where?
At the UCB East Theater.
That's probably why he was calling.
To tell me that I'm out of show
business.
Yeah,
well, just to say, look, man, I was thinking about it, but, you know, now I'm not.
Fuck that. Everyone's running their
Shut up. I'm kidding. Which one? East or West?
East.
Everybody eats it at East.
Yeah, but like people were running
you
there.
You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, but people.
No, that's not true either.
Oh, God. Why are you trying to.
Fucking asshole. Is that him again? How do you fucking shut it off? Are you. Oh, he just did it to fuck with me.
Ah,
what an asshole.
I like him.
I fucking hate him.
I like that.
Stop it, Matt, if you
that
fucking
made
listen
me,
to me.
That
fuck
actually
sucker.
Really made me. He just,
let me tell you something. Frosty,
he just got
back
a piece
in the
of
day,
my heart.
I remember coming to, when I came to New York, it was me, Patrice, Dane Cook, Billy Burr,
Jesus.
Bob Marley,
yeah,
Aldo Benny. We all came in. Dane rented got a truck, like a SUV or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And
wait, you guys all moved here at once?
No. I'll explain. Okay. Let me explain the history. The history of the Boston
takeover.
My class of fucking comics that came out of Boston. Me and Dane and this other kid Al were in a comedy group together, and we did stand up. Patrice, Billy, of course, Bob Marley. They all did stand up by themselves, but we came to New York all together one night. Drove the fuck down here. Went to the Strip. I remember walking in, feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We were like comics. They were like, yeah. You know, we just walked in, hung out a little bit, and then fucking left. Went down to the Cellar and walked in, hung out again. I remember seeing that little TV, the little TV above the bar, looking at the comic on stage, being like, oh my God. And then we left. And then we went to the Boston.
How old were you guys?
Comedy Club. We had to be, shit, I don't know, 25, 26, 27.
That's insane.
28.
You know what's weird?
Something like that?
You know what's weird to think of, though? Like, all of you guys are all murderers.
Yeah.
And to think that you guys walked into the Cellar, basically almost because I'm very close to that age, and I still just now, that feeling of like, oh, shit, it's still there for me.
Yeah, we all walked in, and I remember a couple people knew a couple people. Like,
yeah.
We all went to the Boston Comedy Club, which is gone now.
It's a wine
bar. But back
bar.
In the fucking day, the Boston Comedy Club was no joke. I mean, we went over there. We're talking, all of us are there.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you get the other new guys, which is Jim Norton.
Yeah.
Rich Voss.
Jesus.
He's been around. But,
yeah.
You know, all, Keith, you know, was around. But so you go over there, we see those guys. But then you see on stage, it's fucking Jim Brewer,
DePaulo.
Dave Chappelle. No, Jim okay. Brewer, I'm telling you. Why are you fucking adding?
I guess.
Shut up.
Okay. I just like guessing.
Shut. All right. Well, guess on your own time.
I'll guess in silence.
We had Dave Chappelle, Jay Moore, I mean, right when they were, you know, getting SNL, when these guys were right at their fucking beginning of their fame, when they were just killing it, and then we were all there. We were the new guys. And I remember hanging out. We all went to peep shows together, went down to Times Square, went to the peep shows. We were just fucking blown away. I remember being in the car trying to get out of the city, and there was just hookers back then. Even all over this area that I live in now, Hell's Kitchen was a shithole back then. And 43rd Street, 44th Street, bumper to bumper traffic trying to get prostitutes. And I'm talking chicks half naked.
Yeah.
You know, G-strings, big fucking tits hanging out. They come right over to the car and whip out their titty. You like that? It was crazy. It was fucking nuts back in the day. And then I remember we got lost going home, but we all fell asleep and Dane was driving.
Yeah.
And he just locked up the brakes and went, well, guys. Yeah. And we all just like, what the fuck? But we used to come down. I used to drive Patrice down. Me and Billy would come down. Yeah. I remember Dane moved into a little studio. Some guy, Barry Katz, found this guy that let Dane sublet this apartment.
Yeah.
And when the guy came back, Dane had to sleep on the couch. It was weird, but we used to say, fuck it. And we'd stay with Dane
because
we had no place to go. And it was fucking nuts. And then Dane went first. Then Billy, then Patrice.
So that's the order, and everyone moved to New York.
Yeah, that's the order that everybody that I know. And then
Dane, Bill,
and then Marley went to, actually Bob went to L.A. Bob Marley went to L.A. So it was Dane, but Dane was in New York for a minute and then went to L.A.
Yeah,
he was just gone. He didn't jive in New York too well. It was too much, too big, too crazy, and we weren't there. None of his friends were there. So then he went to L.A. He got a deal. Blah blah blah. Went to L.A. He came back to New York for a minute. Went to L.A. And then Billy came. Billy booked a gig right out of the gate with Molly Ringwald on a Go. He just booked a pilot.
Just right out the...
That was a Go pilot. That means this was airing 12 episodes.
No
like,
shit.
Yeah, which is fucking unheard of now. Like, this is going to... They bought 12 episodes. Molly Ringwald, it's fucking going, and you're one of the leads. You're a guy. He booked it. Fucking,
really?
Yeah, like 6 months in New York.
Fuck.
And that's when... Then Patrice came, I believe, after that. And then that's when I called Billy. I was like, dude, you're not at your place. You're in L.A.
Yeah.
You still have your place. It was like $325 a month.
Jesus.
And I was like, dude, I'll take your place. I'll pay most of the rent. When you come in, I'll hit the couch. And he was like, fine. So I had Billy's apartment.
Where was it? A month later.
That's
in Manhattan?
Frosty called me up. I was waiting tables at La Familia Giorgio's, which means Family Giorgio. with Aldo Benny. I was waiting tables. I got a phone call from Frosty, who saw my acting reel, not my comedy. I don't think Frosty still likes my comedy. but he saw my acting reel because I did a bunch of movies in Beantown. I did like two movies and a play and some other bullshit. He was like, dude, I love your acting. You're fucking great. You moved to New York. I would love to manage you or represent you in comedy, blah, blah. I was like, okay. A month later, I was in New York. And he made me pay my dues too, this cocksucker. He made me, like, I had to go to the clubs every night and hang out and never get on and fucking, you know, and then all of it. Yeah, but then I started getting in, and then he got me in at the Cellar. He's the one who called Esty.
Really?
Yeah, because he knew I was a hammer. He knows I could go up and fucking kill
it. Yeah.
I just murder it. So I went up for Esty, just murdered it. I was in at the Cellar the first night. Like you, I was just in. I was just doing weekends like that. You know, some people never do weekends. Some people, it takes a long time. I was just fucking in. Bang. Yeah. And then, but then it was a really cool time in New York, bro, where me, Voss, Bill came back. You know,
when I moved,
a lot. And then Norton, we were all hanging out. It was me, Norton, Voss, Keith, Patrice, Billy. We were all hanging out just at the Boston every night, and then at the Cellar, and then and just staying out all night eating and fucking busting. It was probably the fucking best time, one of the best times of comedy for me, other than back in Boston with Dane, Billy, Patrice, and me back then.
Yeah, but that's like... that's like legendary shit. And as far as the New York scene goes, as far as being a younger comedian,
right?
That's what when you moved here, you're like, oh shit! Like there's like the crew like that came up, you know?
Yeah,
it was like well known. Like when I moved here, the Boston became the Comedy Village.
Yeah,
And I used to have to bark, and it was me and a Boston. I met a Boston comedian, Joe List, one of my best friends to this day.
I like Joe List.
He's
a little fucking, a little weird.
He is the funniest fucking human being I've ever met in my
Let's
life.
Not get carried away.
I honestly believe
Don't
it.
Say that to
okay.
me.
Okay, I won't say that to you.
I thought you lied.
I don't lie.
I thought you just lied. I thought you just made shit up.
I know. But,
well, you know, I'd rather have you, you know.
But we were there at the end.
All right, nice talking to you.
Yeah, well, I was just...
You're not really... You weren't going down that road with me.
Not going down. I'm not going to go down that
You just really think Joe's the funniest guy.
He really makes me laugh so fucking much.
You're not playing with that. You're
I'm not playing with that. That ain't a joke. I'm dead fucking serious. At Joe List Comedy on Twitter.
Hey, oh, no.
No.
You don't fucking promote. You don't fucking promote.
You were taking a dumb sip of your can of Sprite, and you just gave me a look.
Why don't you like the way I sip tonic? What do I do? I do that with everything. Dumplings, same thing. Cereal.
It's almost like a bulldog breathing. Like,
thanks. Thanks for the fucking.
Hey, you're getting in shape. Your arms are shot.
Dude, I went to the gym yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. I've been going to the gym. I went to Minneapolis twice, and I've been the last 3 days. I've worked out. And I couldn't even, I had an itch in my asshole this morning.
You couldn't even get to.
Oh, and I have a nice little fingernail going, so I could have got right in there and fucking scratched that wrinkle. Yeah. You know, the wrinkle?
Yeah.
I think that's what happens when a little fucking poo gets in the wrinkle.
If you don't wipe your butt properly.
And then you get itches.
Oh, yesterday in that grocery store, one of those, and I just got a forefinger just fucking right
You went
in
right
cheek.
In it? Right. On the outside?
On the outside, through the jeans. But I mean, right in the middle of the cereal aisle.
Yeah. You got that underwear in there and just scraped it.
Just.
No, I don't know if there's a better feeling other than coming than itching an asshole itch.
Yeah. Like, and one that when it stops you, an asshole itch that paralyzes you.
What,
you, like,
what the fuck is that? I don't understand what that is.
What? You don't have
what
this?
What do you mean an asshole itch that
like,
stops you?
Like, you're like walking, you're like, I have to itch this immediately. That stops you. It stops you in your tracks.
Yeah, I've never had one that dramatic. Right.
Well, maybe you don't.
But I want
maybe
one.
You really haven't seen the top of the mountain like I have.
I will have a bidet, as too. I don't have that much of a dirty asshole.
You know what? The honest to God truth, when I watched your dogs, I stayed here, too nervous to use the bidet.
Really?
Just too nervous. Even, you know.
Dude, you were here for a week and a half.
Yeah, I just didn't.
10 days you were here.
Didn't use it.
You didn't use the fucking bidet.
Not once.
You used my shower.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking did some nasty shit in my shower,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't use the bidet?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know.
That's fucking crazy, fear? Man. Fear of what?
Fear of...
Of water going in your asshole?
Splashing my...
Have you taken a shower?
Yeah.
Doesn't want to splash in your asshole then?
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
I don't know.
It's not directly in.
No.
It's not a fucking, almost like a finger of
it's
water.
It's not like a super soaker of right. fucking water right now.
I tell
butt.
You what, it feels really good.
Well...
Feels nice.
I still don't know that feeling.
Have you ever been to an Asian massage parlor?
Yeah.
The ones that wash you?
Yeah.
Where you get a table shower?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to one of those?
Oh.
They call that a classic, by the way.
Oh, no. 08.
08?
Yeah.
It's fucking 2012, Dan.
I know.
Who? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. Nothing's wrong with me. I just haven't gone.
Why? Because you can't afford it?
I just, yeah, that was the truth.
So you can't afford it. That's
but
why
now
you're
I
I'll take that.
Could.
I won't take you got some morals or something.
No, I don't have more. Fuck morals.
So you'd go. If I paid for you right now to go, you'd go.
Yeah.
If I gave you a fucking C note right now.
And I would put the 20 on top for the tip.
Really? You'd take care of the tip?
I'd take care of the tip.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't trust you.
I would.
I think you'd go and buy a video game. And then fucking
two video games.
You already did the fucking math in your head. You
cocksucker. That's obviously two video games, Bobby.
Yeah, but you don't strike me as a fucking dirty guy. I don't know. Do we ever talk about that?
I'm not really a dirty guy.
I mean, let's not get carried away. You fuck.
Yeah.
You fuck and you'll fuck abroad well, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not a pervert.
No. I have friends that are like I'm impressed with their. Pervasiveness? Is that what you
no.
call it?
No.
That's not it at
I'm
all?
I'm dumb and I know no. I will absolutely say no on pervasiveness. Whatever the fuck you said.
I'm not a full-on perv.
Really? Yeah. It's, you're not. And I mean, like even on that Bailey J show, you tapped out. You didn't want to be here.
I didn't. No, that's bullshit. I didn't say I didn't want to be here. You guys said I couldn't be here.
Nobody said you couldn't
you
be
said
here.
That there weren't going to be enough mics and room for me to be on
well,
the
all right. Let's just... Let's just get to the truth.
Yeah.
We thought you were going to be a party pooper.
I'm not going to be a party pooper at all.
Well, we thought you'd be
fucking...
Hang on now. We didn't want you to fucking make her feel uncomfortable.
How am I...
By going fag and pointing at her like...
What you really think I... You're the devil! You put another man's penis in your body, you're the devil! No, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but...
Just because I'm not, just it didn't get my rocks off. I don't give a fuck.
You've never, ever looked at a fucking shemale and was like, oh God, I'd fuck around with her.
Bailey J, I looked at her, I was like, holy shit, she is a good looking dude.
And she fucking, she's a nice person, which is
yeah,
well,
I've never
crazy.
Met her, but I assume so.
Yeah.
Joe fell in love with her, and that's fine. And that's fine. I'm just not into chicks with dicks.
You're just not into dicks.
Not into dicks.
Right.
I'm into my dick.
You like your dick.
I like my dick.
Do you like your dick?
I like my dick.
You got a big piece?
I got a good size piece.
What size?
Probably like 7.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did I just say wow?
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
It's
that
an
came
okay.
out?
Yeah. Ooh! Oh! You do like those little mini claps? Ooh! Yeah, I got a decent piece.
I got a nice piece when I'm thin. I got a really nice piece
when
I'm
you know
thin.
You when you gain weight, you lose... You lose...
You lose inches.
Yeah.
Because of your bush fat.
Well, like pushes.
Well, your bush fat grows.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
fat around your cock grows, and you can't get as hard as you usually can.
That's why if you ever see like a really tall, skinny dude, probably got a fucking piece.
Yeah, but it's just optical illusion.
It is. Because I was that tall, skinny guy for a long time, and I was like, look at me. And then now I'm starting to get fucking retired cop body.
Well, you get happy fat, dude. You get doing well fat.
Yeah.
Dude, when I first moved to New York, I was eating noodles and noodles every day because I had no money.
Yeah.
I remember I had $50 to my name. I remember having $50 to my name.
I remember having $12.39.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, $12.
But in your head going, I'll make this work. This is cool.
That was when I lived in Tucson, and I was working at the radio station doing comedy in the middle of the fucking desert, and I would have to find the most creative ways to even buy groceries.
Like what?
I'd take CDs from the radio station and go to the record store and sell them.
No.
Yeah. I specifically did a radio show where record companies would send me brand new CDs of like album, like bands that are huge now, but were breaking then, like Kings of Leon and those kind of stuff. They'd send full albums. And after like 2 weeks, I'd have a box full in my trunk, in my shitty Dodge Stratus. I would take it to a record store. They look through all of them. I would like go around the store, look like I'd do that thing like if I had money, I'd buy this DVD and I'd buy this video game. And then I'd come back and they go, do you want store credit of $280 or do you want 200 cash? I'm like, give me 200 cash. And that would be my money for like 2 weeks.
That's crazy. That's fucking, I used to.
And I smoked cigarettes. It was weird. Like I'd buy cigarettes.
I used to have to go back to, I want to touch on that too, cigarettes. I used to have to go back to Beantown and do these shit gigs for shit money and take the, I remember taking the Greyhound. I won't take a bus to this day. I will not, because of what I had to do at the beginning of my career in New York, because I have two careers. I have the Boston career where, you know, I started and, you know, I made my way. And then I have when I came to New York, which I really think that's when it all started for me. When I could say I'm a comedian. I didn't have any job. I just did this. But that part of my life was beautiful and awesome. But I remember being fucking petrified. I remember just at night being hungry and... Like, I remember eating my roommate's food. I remember he had, like, Chinese food or something because he had a regular job. And I would go in and take bites out. But I would wash. What I would do is I'd take a bite, wash the fork, take another bite, leave, and see if that would take away the hunger.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And then if it didn't, I'd go back in, wash the fork, take another bite. Because if you take a bite of something and put it back in, the saliva will... you know, make that slimy. You know what I mean? Do you ever do that with ice cream? If you take a bite of ice cream and use the same spoon and put it back in, your saliva's on that spoon and the germs will fuck up the ice cream.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can tell if someone's been eating your shit, you can see like the saliva.
Why do you have almost like a CSI approach to, you know, way too much about food.
No, I don't. Yeah, maybe you do.
you're like, actually, there's a trace of saliva.
But I used to do that. I used to eat my roommate's food. Not because I wanted to. I had to. Fucking starving.
I was at a house party. This girl like had a couple people over, and she had Chinese food, and I had no money, and I was like drinking other people's beer. Like it was a shit show. This was like 07, and she was like, "Oh my god, there's some vodka in the refrigerator, but just move that broccoli and that steak and broccoli I got from the Chinese." And she said that, and I was like, "Ooh,
really?"
And I was eating it with my hands. That's how big of a piece of shit I was. I'd take like a piece of steak, throw it in. Then two broccolis, then shut it, put it back in the fridge, and like look around and eat it like a fucking squirrel. Like I'd look around and like,
I used to remember. And that's why I think I was trying to fucking talk about this on ONA the other day. When you get money, when you can afford to, I can go and eat wherever the fuck I want now. I can go buy groceries. I can have a full fridge. Yeah. I own my fridge, for God's sakes.
It's a great fridge, too.
It's a great fridge.
I got to use it for 10 days.
You did, and you'll hopefully use it again someday, you know, if you want to. But
are you trying to get me to watch it?
Yeah. It's a good apartment.
Great apartment.
It's when you start to get money, and you can go, why, when you come from nothing and then you get something, you tend to overdo it. You know, it's like now I can go get anything. I can go get a fucking any pizza I want. I could go buy a slice at every pizza restaurant all the way up 9th Ave. And I've done it just to make sure the pizza's good. The quality is good.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, there's a deli by my house in Astoria that they make the greatest hot sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And that used to be my treat. Like once if I had a little bit of money. And I paid like my cell phone bill and my cable bill and everything. I would go to the deli and get their hot pastrami sandwich.
Oh,
and now
we're gonna stop.
Now I'm fuck it. I'm going to the deli after we do this podcast.
I'm getting fucking hungry right now.
Oh, they got this chicken cutlet with bacon.
Ooh.
Oh, it's got ham.
Ooh.
Oh, and Thousand Island.
Ooh.
Little cold slaw.
I tell you, that's what saved me is working at the Cellar, because back in the day, you didn't get paid. If you were a new comic, you got food spots.
Yeah.
There was paid comics and then food spot. But the food spot was way better because you could order fucking $30 worth of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys are getting paid $20. I'm making 50.
Putting it away.
If you add up all the fucking food, I would. Oh my
god, the
food
there is so good.
I remember going there and just being. That was my. If I didn't have the Cellar back in the day, I wouldn't have fucking ate. I used to go there and get the fucking chicken and the salad and the dessert and the coffee. It was. You know, I would fuck around all day, eat little snacks. And then get to the Cellar and be like, thank you, God.
I used to have to do check spots. Remember when there was a Laugh Factory here for a little bit?
Yeah, right down the street.
Yeah, right in time.
There's clubs literally blocks away from my house. Broadway, the other one up the street. What is that called? Right on 46th Street or 47th Street. Ha.
Oh, God. Ha. Yeah, ha.
Oof. But it's a club.
It is a club.
And Laugh Factory. I fucking never do them.
Laugh Factory's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. But you know how easy it would have been? I could fucking go blocks away from my house, come home in between spots, and be home early and still do five spots, and I still won't fucking do it. I still go down to the goddamn Cellar every fucking night.
But one of the managers, I used to do check spots at the Laugh Factory, and she would pay me in sliders.
And blowjobs?
No, that would be wasted.
Sliders?
Yeah, they had sliders. What? They had sliders there.
So you'd get how many sliders?
Six.
Six
for a check spot.
Wow.
So I eat my dick. I just eat it. Just bomb.
Right.
You know, everyone's paying their checks.
Yeah.
But it makes you tough as shit.
Right.
And then she'd be like, all right, cool. Do you want the beef or the barbecue sliders?
What'd you get? Beef?
Yeah. Sometimes I do half and half.
Half and half. So three and three?
Three brisket.
I do four and two.
I'm not complicating the chefs, you know? I just, oh, God. And I used to. Oh. It was, and then the other place that saved my ass was 53rd and 6th. There's a halal stand. Chicken and rice.
I know exactly where it is. It's the best one in the city. There's a line.
But if you cross 6th Avenue, if you go on the east side of 6th Avenue,
yeah.
same guys, it's called the VIP line.
I didn't know that. You know what took me? Steve Byrne took me there.
I used to go to the one that had the huge line every Saturday when I worked at K-Rock.
Right.
I would get off work at 2 a.m. I'd walk down there, and the guy finally saw me enough, and he goes, hey, bro, why don't you just go across the street? Same stuff. Went across the street, four people in line, fucking got it in 10 minutes.
And now you just ruined that.
No, I did. No one's going to. Oh, shit. $6,
I hope
though.
Tomorrow it's just packed.
I haven't gone. I only go once a year because it gave me a bunch of
stuff. Can fucking survive in New York City. I remember Ornie Adams. Remember Ornie Adams?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Well, from the movie Comedian.
Okay.
I don't know him.
Ornie was here when I. He's from Boston, too.
Yeah.
And when I first came, he was here before me. He took me to Mamoon's. He goes, sorry, dude, $2. Falafel sandwich. Best sandwich you'll have in New York City, falafels, $2. And I used to go there and get my fucking, my food on for $2.
Yeah.
$4, you get two. You're stuffed.
Oh, there's also Brothers Pizza, dollar slices.
Yeah, Ben's.
Yeah.
It was a dollar back then. I remember going into Ben's and Patrice tried to negotiate. He would already negotiate. How much for a slice of pizza? It'd be $1.50. How much for a meat pie? $3. How much for a half a meat pie and a half a slice of pizza? We do not do halves. How much for... You wouldn't let it go. nobody... Not one fucking question. Here we go. Here's a question. Ready? Wife dug her claws into my arm until I turned off the live podcast. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. Why? Why would she do that?
She's obviously not a diehard fan.
She's not a fan at all.
She's not a lady fan of the You Know What Dude podcast.
She's not a fan at all. It was a fucking Claude, the poor guy. Leave the guy alone, Jeff. I'm sorry, Jeff. Let's look at Jeff. Last night I actually met somebody. Stop looking at your phone.
It's him.
Stop
I'm reading the tweet.
Phone. I'm reading it. You don't need to read it.
I just want to know what Jeff's
saying. No, I'm the fucking producer of the show.
Producer.
All right? And talent.
I'm the producer of the show. I'm the producer.
Put the phone down.
I'm putting it away.
Give me your phone.
No.
You're giving it. Next time you look at that phone, it's coming over here.
I own it.
I'll fight you. I'll fight.
You know
That'd
what?
Be a great podcast.
I almost know if I have. I think I have the cardio and the reach.
Not anymore. You don't have the reach. I'll get to you. I'll bite you too. I'll bite. You know I bite. I'm not gonna fight fair with you either.
Sprawling brawl.
I'm taking that nose. First thing I do is take the nose. I'm gonna hit it. So you're gonna be like my nose. You're gonna see blood. When you see blood, you're gonna cry.
No, I start breathing out of my mouth.
No, you don't, because you're gonna get sad. You're gonna go. Fuck. I got a show tonight.
You're gonna get some of these sharp elbows.
I like that. Elbows right in the back of my head. I like it. My second dad used to do it to me. It gets me going like King Kong and electricity.
Yay! Oh, that's so fucking creepy.
So anyways, I
that really that shook me up a little.
Why?
No, I'm kidding.
Anyways, dude, we hang on, stop looking at your goddamn phone.
Put it away.
All right, good. The connection's timing out. It's failing. What the fuck is going on? Oh my God. It's fucking, the connection is failing right now. I don't know why. We're on air. There we go. We're back. Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
These problems we face.
I'm never doing this live shit again. You know we're going to do this live shit again, Dan? We're doing this shit because you know what sucks? I have to keep looking at this stupid thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times that's fucking happened. I'm never doing it again.
Never.
We do live. You know when?
When?
The Republican fucking party.
That made...
When the fucking Democrats.
No sense. I mean, no sense.
We're going to do the debates.
No.
Debates.
No.
We're going to.
Why would we ever talk about politics?
Do you know how funny it would be if we covered a live podcast on the debates? When we would. Do you understand? We would be in the dark.
I have no idea.
The whole time.
Yeah.
We could just lie, though. We do your little technique, the Dan Soto technique.
Yes.
The old, yeah, that's what it, yeah. It brings stuff up.
I call it the cocktail party.
The cocktail party, what is that?
That's what I do. When I'm at a cocktail party, I know everything.
I
well,
so anyways,
of course, Mitt Romney's you know, economic strategy for the 2012 elections, obviously, to be.
I think what happens with Obama is he gets too convoluted into the issues of the Republican Party when he should actually stick to what he knows. I mean, he's a Democrat. Stay to being a Democrat. Put your best foot forward.
Robert, while I agree with you, you also need to look at the bipartisanship that's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. I mean, the economic gridlock that's happening in the Senate, in the Congress. Congress, yes. Is due to this, and I'm just going to keep raising my voice. Okay. Like okay, I know what I'm
fine.
Talking about.
That's fine. But if you can look at the bipartisanship,
yeah.
Or you can look at the people that are shooting a straight line right into the heart of the American people. Okay?
If I talk like this, then I sound like I know what I'm talking about. Rick Santorum. That's all I know.
That actually sounded pretty good.
It sounded pretty good.
That we could actually pull this off.
I think, you know
we
what?
We could do
Let's
a political, what do they call it? A POTUS? A PONDUS? A Hey, all right, we're out. We're done. That's it. That's
really
the end of our career.
really
so I went back to the gym, dude. It's the first time I went to the gym in 8 months. Last week, I'm in. I'm back. I did chest. I did this week. I did chest. I did. Hang on now. I did chest. I did biz.
Oh.
And I did something else.
You had to do triceps.
I didn't do tries. Tries it tomorrow.
Why?
Or the next day.
You should always do chest and triceps.
I know, but look, dude, cut me some.
This is
what bugs me about fucking being fat and being skinny, because I know how. Dude, I've been fucking shredded five times. Shut up. I've been shredded five times in my life.
Five.
I know how. Yes, I know how to get in shape. Mm-hmm. But when you, this is the hard part, is when you get fat again, first of all, you get all these, it sucks being fat in the spotlight, you know what I mean? But it sucks being fat in general. Okay. Even the, you know, the guy out there right now is fat listening, mm-hmm. and I think it's probably harder for them because nobody's telling them they're fat. You know, nobody's saying you're fat. What the fuck? Their job doesn't, there's no weight limit on their job. My job, I can't, you know, there's certain roles I'm not getting because of what I look like. It has an effect.
But wouldn't that work in the opposite? That there may be some roles you are getting because of how you look?
Yeah, that's bad too.
Okay.
You don't want to get fat guy, you know, fat guy at fucking circus, you know.
Tired boxer.
On the dude, the live podcast is cutting in and out. All right. Well, listen, man. The live podcast, I don't know what the fuck to do, man. I don't know what's going on, man.
Just trying to give him a Saturday afternoon treat.
It's this is what you do. You fucking Matt Bailey J's husband, mm-hmm. actually,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Who really we didn't want you to offend.
Why would I offend him? I don't have any problem. You keep thinking like I'm like a fucking Klansman.
I'm kidding. He actually is tweeting us right now that it's cutting in and out.
Yeah.
So refresh your fucking browsers. If it's cutting in and out, it's your signal. I blame you. I don't blame us.
Oh, why would you? You're such a dick.
Why?
I just love that. You fix it.
You fix it.
I'm providing this for you.
This shit for you is right. But yeah, dude, losing weight is a motherfucker. But when you lose weight and then you get people every fucking time, people are like you, I don't know if you're really being serious, but it's like, dude, you got to do this. You got to make sure you, it's like, I know I'm fat now.
I shouldn't be telling anyone what to do.
On anything.
On anything.
Because you're neutral.
I am so neutral. I am neutral Dan.
I love that you'll go down any river that is presented to you.
mm-hmm.
I gave you your own microphone, by the way.
Thank you.
That's your mic.
Really?
That's the Dan mic. It's
like
black.
It is.
It's a 100S.
That's a nice
Look
one.
At that. That's a nice mic. I have my own mic, the 200.
Okay.
Gold.
I get it.
Joe has his Shure 58.
Sure, 58. This sounds like we all have our different guns.
Yeah, we do. We have different guns on this show. Mm-hmm. We go with the blue microphone. We're mm-hmm. new. Joe likes the standard.
That's fine.
The workhorse.
He's got his 357 Magnum that he's comfortable with. Saturday night special.
We got Desert Eagles.
God damn right we do.
And you got a girl gun.
Go fuck yourself.
Why? anyways, man, that's about it, dude. I think we're wrapping this fucking
Hold
up
on.
Anyways. What? You just farted on my fucking chair, dude.
No, I didn't. I lifted my asshole. So
yeah, but that's
touch.
On my chair.
No,
that's
but
that's
not. It went up.
Dude, those chairs are expensive.
I went up.
That chair's $260.
Can we talk about UFC 3?
That's $260.
This is a $260 chair.
Yes.
It's very nice.
It's a fucking $260. But I don't think you're aware. I know. We are cutting in and out. Just refresh your...
Can we talk about video games?
Hang on now. Yes, we're going to talk about video games in a second. You're like a little... What are you getting mad at? Settle down.
I'm not. I was actually just clearing my throat.
Oh, okay. Listen, if it's cutting in and out, make sure you refresh your browser or use a different browser. Okay? I don't know what to tell you, kids.
I don't like that you call them kids.
Why?
Because I'm taking the side of the fans right now because I am neutral Dan.
That's not neutral, dude. You can't take a side if you're neutral. You're actually taking a side. If you're neutral, you have to just not say anything and just take it.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, UFC last night, UFC Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Luis Gomez's and watch it.
I watched it.
What'd you think?
It was good, but it was awkward. You can do a live, you know, there's no audience. So there's a lot of dead space. There's a lot of dead air, like this podcast. There's a lot of...
hey, you got a point.
In between fights, before the fight, even during the fight, there's not that crowd. It's just them, you can hear them breathing and... Hey, ha, ha, say, say, say.
Oh, that's awful.
So, and then when they cut to the coaches, you could hear the coaches.
Yeah.
And Dana White going at it. Cruz and what's his name? What's the other guy? Come on.
I don't even know.
Fuck are you?
It's Cruz and...
Come on, the blonde guy, the fucking Californian kid.
Oh, Uriah Faber.
Uriah Faber. His name. It's not us. It's his fucking stupid name that...
Uriba.
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 Uriba. Urethra. He was on it. And it was, I mean, they were kind of interesting, but then they cut to Dana, and Dana went... Dana, they set Dana up to be like a commentator, like the middle guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that guy has to be like, all right, we're here at the fights, and what do you think, Uriah? And then, all right, how about you, Cruz? What did you think of that? He has to have like some type of that cheesy commentator... You know, middleman guy, the ESPN guy. You know what I mean? That guy was introducing the fights and talking to Dana in the middle. Dana was the fucking guy. So he'd be like, so what'd you think, Uriah? All right, well, and then they'd look at the camera. All right, well, that's what the coaches think. Back to you. And you could tell he was uncomfortable. And he said the same catchphrase over and over, like, back to you. Back to you. Back
you kind of look like you kind of look like Dana White if you never got it together. If he would have never started the UFC, he'd be doing a podcast. that made me happy. That one made me happy.
Oh, just they want us to fix it. Oh my God! Never mind.
You know what?
And now it's
you
fine.
Know what? I'm on your side now, Bobby.
Why?
I'm saying they should fix it. Refresh your browser.
Oh, neutral Dan is back. I like Bobby Dan. What's Bobby Dan.
What's Bobby Dan?
You're on my side all the time.
You like Lapdog Dan?
I don't know. It's not Lapdog. See, now you're making it negative. It's Bobby Dan.
Bobby Dan sounds emasculating and negative. So Lapdog Dan at least is fucking honest.
So anyways, I think the show was all right, but there was a gay fighter.
So?
Hang on. I know so. I'm actually glad.
See what I did right there?
Yeah.
I tried to take the side before you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tried to. So you made your, so what, man?
Hey, we're all people, man.
Hey, man. Well, it's fucking, look, man, I think it's fucking great that, because you know some of the fighters are gay, but this guy isn't gay. He's got a fiance. He's got kids. He did gay porn.
Oh.
That makes you gay.
Yeah.
Look, if you do gay porn, you're fucking, like, you're gay.
There's a guy I worked with at the restaurant. He was like a male model.
And
or
he
whatever.
Used to suck your cock?
No, he did not.
He used to pay you in pretzels to suck your dick?
I don't even, what? Where did you pull that one out of?
Because you needed food.
Pay you in pretzels to suck your dick? That sounds fucking gross. That's like some Clockwork Orange shit.
I can just see you crying eating pretzels.
They're not even warm.
Someone There's no mustard left.
No, but this guy, he was like a kind of an idiot male model, smoking hot girlfriend. Because, right. you know, waiters always go out and drink with each other after their shifts.
Right.
And worked with two gay guys. He stopped working there about a month later. They were like, so-and-so does gay for pay. And they... There was like a
is that a term?
Yeah, gay for pay.
Gay for pay.
That is a term that gay porn stars do.
Really?
Like if they like want to do, man, like I've heard like kind of like how comics have to do like check spots and like really shitty stuff or like really awful road gigs. Mm-hmm. Apparently, some male porn stars have to do gay porn first.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like fucking a bringer show.
Yeah.
You have to
you have to fucking suck
so
a
instead
dick.
Of bringing five people, you have to suck five cocks?
You have to take a load, and then you might get to fuck a new starlet.
Wow. Wow.
Glad I picked a comedy.
Well, I mean...
like I had a choice. What,
here's a... Yeah, you did. You could be in porn. You could. You definitely have a porn guy face. You definitely could do porn.
I have crusty.
You have that... Yeah, you have that fucking... that you absolutely have porn guy face. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, you could definitely. And you probably have a 7-inch or 7.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could pull off porn, dude. Absolutely, you could do porn.
I'd have to get
porn.
A weird, like, hip tattoo. like a pirate ship tattoo right on my hip.
Why?
Is that weird? Male porn stars always have those weird tattoos on their fucking...
Hair. Their hips?
Yeah, you never seen that?
No.
Yeah, man.
Come no, on. I've never seen it.
Well. Should pay attention,
but I don't know if it's. I mean, here's this guy. He's got a wife and he's got kids, and he's like, I'm fighting for my family, and he lost, which sucked. I felt bad that he lost because I would have loved to seen him on the show. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to seen what happened.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, because shit talking that would have gone on with that.
I don't think it would have. I think one, maybe two guys would have been like, look, man, I'm not fucking.
A guy like Chris Liebman would fucking.
Yeah, but I think now where we are
in the sport
on Fox, which is a network, that's a big show. I think that you know, Dana White was asked by Errol Hawani what he thought, and he was like, "I don't care. Who cares?
Yeah,
so he's gay. Who cares?" But is he gay? He's saying, you know, is he gay? He did gay porn. I mean, okay, I'm asking the people out there listening right now that are kind of listening. If you didn't refresh your fucking browser or hit stop and play again.
Someone's cleaning their kitchen.
Right. If you're listening, is you did gay porn. And we're talking gay. We're talking porn. Like, yeah. Fucking put that. Fucking, let me get that. Put that in. Right. Let me suck.
Okay. Let's go. All right.
Okay. I want to put it in. Just give it to me.
I'll miss that.
How big? make it bleed.
Come on, Robert.
All right.
I really just pulled a fucking girl on a morning show.
Yeah.
You guys!
Ugh.
The whole.
I mean,
what do you say? Okay, I did that to make money. You took it in the ass. You sucked a cock, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't give a shit if you don't give a shit. That's my motto. That if you don't give a shit, I don't give a shit. I don't care. If you like to get your fucking your eye shit on, if that's your thing.
Yeah.
I'm just picking a weird.
You're really just throwing shit out
there. If you like, dude, I have to get my eye shit on. I have to have a girl shit on my eye, like in it. Like I have to have one eye open, not the left eye.
You're going
to
get hepatitis
A. On the right eye, the only right eye.
You're going to get hepatitis.
Well, I was at the gym yesterday, and there's a fucking guy.
We get it.
I'm talking about something else.
I asked Bobby about the gym.
All right, hey, we're live right now with Randy, the Macho Man Savage. Randy, you have something you want to tell the crowd.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking me, Macho Man, where do you get your merch? Yeah, I go to riotcast.com, I look at all the t-shirts, I pick one that I like, I buy one for me, yeah, get one for Elizabeth, I get the coffee mug, yeah, you think Macho Madness done run wild on coffee, boom, yeah, dig it. Also, make sure you go to riotcast.com,
You got the other podcast? Subscribe to them, yeah! You got the Jersey Jerks. You got the Hammer Fisting. You got the Comedy Cellar. And make sure that you go and subscribe. Yeah, or you're going to get an elbow from the Macho Man. And make sure you listen to the You Know What Dude. YKWD, that's what we call it. Subscribe! Oh, yeah! Hey, someone should tweet at Bobby about the gym.
All right, I get you. All right, it wasn't about that. I'm watching Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Guy on there, 25. He likes to be a baby. And his girl, he dresses in baby clothes, mm-hmm. wears a diaper, sleeps in a crib, sucks his thumb, only talks in baby. And his girl is a normal broad and wound up cheating on him.
Oh.
And then, and then went back. She went back to him.
Because of baby sex.
And now totally treats him like a baby. Like she's a mumbo. Changes him, feeds him, he eats baby food, bottle, all that shit.
Does this dude have a job?
This guy has a job. She has a job. Their parents don't know. They will now because she was on Dr. Phil. But it's like, look, if... I don't give a fuck, dude.
You ain't hurting me. I don't
regular
give a fuck.
Fucking guy.
Yeah.
Regular fucking guy, but a...
If you're into that shit, you're into that shit.
Yeah, if you don't care, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I always make that joke of like girls peeing on me and pooping on me because I find it so funny that there's people that get off on that.
Really?
I think it's fucking hilarious that someone lays down in a bathtub, mm-hmm. in a cold bathtub.
On the floor with plastic bags down. How do I know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. But they put saran wrap on their chest
right.
and have a woman take a dump.
People,
that makes their dick hard.
Look, man.
That's fucking hilarious.
I know what it is. I'll tell you what it is.
What?
It's being humiliated.
Yeah. That's why I do stand up. That's my getting pooped on the chest. It's me going.
Well, that's what it is. It's getting paying somebody to do that is fucking humiliating them.
Yeah, pay to pee on.
Yeah, and having that done to you. Now, would you do it to somebody? Would you pee on
poop
a girl?
On,
would
not
I poo.
Pee
I would
on
never
a girl?
Poo on anybody. Yeah. I don't like poop. I don't like things coming out of an asshole. I don't like that. Mm,
poop for me is pee on someone.
Yeah.
I couldn't fuck a chick that I peed on.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking
What
gross.
About you pee her in the shower?
Pee on her in the shower?
In the shower.
It'd have to be a joke. Like, hey, you feel that? And she'd be like, you fucking asshole. It's not going to be like, oh, mama wants some pee.
I've pissed on my wife's shin.
Yeah.
And she fucking flipped out.
Yeah, because it's hilarious.
But I got a big shower. How great is my shower?
It's fucking awesome.
You fucked in it.
Yep.
Ugh. Anyways,
I sure
a monster
did.
Jizz in my drain, living and breathing. I know a fucking monster is going to come out.
Can I do a podcast? I want to be on the podcast.
But this guy is on, and he didn't win last night, but I mean, if you're if this guy made it into the house, I mean, what do you say? I'm not gay. Dude, they're going to see the videos.
Yeah.
I saw the video, a little bit of it. All of it. I jerked off to it.
All right,
listen,
there we go.
Here's the thing. I was calling. What's his name? Gomez yesterday because I kept forgetting the dude's name, and I was like, "Dude, what's his name again? Yeah. What's the website again? Yeah. How do I get to it?" He's like, "Jesus, homo, relax. Just Google it. What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to tell you, Bobby? I'll send you the link."
it was weird to me that I think it's great. That we're at that stage where nobody gives a fuck. Do you think you think Dana White 10 years ago, all those fighters would have been
02.
Like, oh, no way.
No way.
No way.
When Liddell and Couture, that whole rivalry was happening and they were doing like, you know, Couture, Liddell 2,
uh-huh.
and the sport was just starting to really get some traction in the mainstream.
Right.
No fucking way.
No fucking way.
Season 1? No. That's what I said. Chris Liebman, season 1, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, no, fuck. But now, fuck it. Who cares?
No one gives a shit.
Gives a shit. Who That'd be funny, though, if he did make it and he became a champion and he had to be on the video game. You know, the guys in the video game would fuck around and do some, like, code shit.
Yeah.
If you, you know, X, Y,
you do a
X, Y, and all of a sudden he starts doing a strip dance, manana, and he jumps in the guy's face and rubs his balls on.
He's doing north to south, and he does a couple of thrusts when he's got a north-south hold on him.
You know,
he could go for the choke right here. Oh, my God, he's humping his face. How did you just hump my face? You hold down A and Y at the same time and then just tap the top left button. You could face fuck.
This girl, Kelly, she's an Australian, and she got mad that I actually made fun of...
Kelly's a good friend of mine.
Is she?
Yeah, and she got mad at me yesterday. I saw her at the cellar last night.
I was at the cellar last night.
I was late. I was there at like 1 a.m.
Oh, really?
But she's like, you guys say you didn't like my accent. And
I fucking hate it. Don't even do it.
I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I don't mind the accent, but it was just right, fun. She's like,
fuck you for saying it.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try to get over my phobia of the fucking Australian accent. Okay, here we go. Well, hang on 1 second. Okay, you be Kelly, and I'll be me trying to get over it. Okay, hey, how you doing, Kelly?
She's gonna kill me for this.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, where are you?
I'm fucking out. I'm out because everything ends on an up note. How was your set?
Do you like Reese?
Yeah, it goes up at the end.
Yeah.
All the fucking time. And that's what kills me.
Oh, fuck. I really hope she's listening.
Let me try. All right, here we go. Let me try one more time. Right. Here we go. Hey, what's up, Kelly? How are you?
Hi. How was your set? Was your set good?
It was good. I fucking,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where is she? Where are you coming from?
Oh, she's over EC. ECB East.
Where? Really? You got any more spots tonight?
I got one more. I got another one coming up.
Where?
It's on the east side. Cabin Bear.
This is the worst Australian accent ever.
She said stop. Listen.
I love Kelly so much, but this is...
Is she a comedian?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's funny, too.
Where did you start doing comedy, Kelly?
I started in Australia.
What part?
Brisbane?
I don't know. I forgot what part of the island she's from.
She sounds like a sweet girl, though.
She is. She's awesome. She's really funny.
Why don't we have her on the show sometime?
Yeah.
All right. We should have her on. Is she funny?
Yeah, she's funny. She's really funny.
All right. We'll have her on the show. I don't. Oh God, I don't know if I can do it, though. That fucking.
She'd be like, Bobby, let's talk about comedy.
I can't fucking think. It's the up at the end. It's the up at the end. If they could just come.
Whenever I try to do my Australian accent for her, she's always like, that is awful.
She's fucking, she just said, stop.
Stop.
Dan.
Dan, stop.
No.
So, yeah, we'll have her on the show. We'll definitely have her.
Yeah, let's try to get you over your phobia.
God damn, I don't know if I can.
That'd be awesome.
What, having her on the show?
Yeah, to get you over your...
Woof. Somebody wants you to do... He's unevolved. Vocal cords are perfect for a Schwarzenegger impression.
I don't do a short.
He said you're unevolved vocal cords.
I like that.
John Mucky Muck. I've been blocking you block people on Twitter and do you do that shit?
I don't give a fuck.
You don't block people.
Nah, if you're going to talk shit to me on Twitter, get a fucking life.
Really?
Yeah, fuck you. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to block you. I'm not going to give you... Some people look for that. They're like, oh, I'm such a bad boy on Twitter. I got blocked. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
Get creative.
Wow, you're not fucking...
No,
not neutral Dan on that topic,
no,
are you?
I think it's fucking... It's like... Here's the shitty part. Like, you talk about it, and I don't want to get into a whole Twitter conversation.
Okay, go ahead.
But a shitty part about being a young comedian is... You still don't fucking know if you belong in this shit. You still doubt every joke. You doubt every time. You know, when someone says good set, you're like, did they mean that?
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone's going to go online and try to trash me and be like, this guy sucks, fuck you. Go get a hobby.
Yeah.
Don't trash me. If I don't like something, I just don't acknowledge it.
Yeah, because you're not an asshole.
Yeah.
You're not a fucking...
No.
You're not a, what is it?
No. Yeah, if I don't like it, you go fuck yourself.
Please don't. I can't take it.
I'm just going to call you and just be like, Bobby, I just got a sandwich. It's delicious. I like eating sandwiches in the sunshine. I sound like a fucking...
I can't fucking take it.
It's an awful Australian accent.
Oh, God. Anyways. Yeah, well, dude, here, I'll tell you this. It doesn't stop, dude. That feeling of, even when you sell out a room, or even when you're making money, or you get a gig, or you're on a part, you're always... Even at this stage of the game, you're like, did I make the right fucking choice? And well, back, it sucks because now you can have, and you got to look at the statistics.
Yeah.
Good or bad, okay? If you got a lot of people that are following you on Twitter and you look at the stats and you block maybe 10 people a month,
mm-hmm.
That's 10 people out of thousands.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even if, say you get 17,000. Whatever, right? You have, how many?
I have 1,700.
1,700 people.
I have 1,600.
Okay, but it's still a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
You went up, you know, at Dan Soder on Twitter.
Soder, if you don't have a Soder. Boston accent.
Yeah, sorry, Soder.
Dan Soder. Dan Soder, fucking over there.
Just to let you know, his bio, comedian and nap taker. That's what I do. I have really good jokes.
I don't want to be funny in 140 characters.
Oh, someone read my bio.
Yeah. You want to go, fuck funny in 140 characters.
Let's just read mine. You know what?
I know
fair's fair.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Can you read it in Australian, though?
You want me to go to Bobby's?
Bobby's bio? I say F funny in 140.
Come to a live show.
Yeah, I really do make a statement.
You want the danger?
How about this? I'm going to change it right now. I'm going to change.
What are you going to change it to?
I suck. I'm going to change my profile bio to I stink.
Good.
God damn, I stink.
I'm going to change mine because I like this so much. I'm going to change mine to unevolved vocal cords. I like that so much. That's what
I'm changing my mind. I stink.
But because
stay
I
away.
Can't take my phone out, I'll wait till I get
well,
home.
Well, you
to
can't do it.
It
on your phone, anyways. How's that? Mm. You have to do it on the computer.
Okay.
Mm. So with your fucking tone,
if I put an Australian accent on, maybe it'll bother you more. I fucking hate it, man.
I like it.
Listen, it's something about it. I get it. She's a sweet girl. I'd love to have her on. We can definitely do that, but it's just...
God, I can't wait for that.
Oh, God, I can't... Oh, that fucking upswing at the end. But anyways, dude, back to the... We're trying to get to this thing. I just... You know, this show last night, I think it's okay. I think UFC on FX was okay. I love... What FX is, what Fox is doing with the UFC, all the extra shit, the interviews and the shows and all the UFC fucking behind the scenes, all this crazy shit that they're doing, I like. They got it on Fuel, all the UFC, FX, Fox 2, blah, 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 and the main Fox. It's all over the place now. It's great.
It's important. What's good for it is it's important for the sport to have access to young fighters so that way you feel a connection when they come up through the ranks. Boxing does not do that. That's why boxing is dying very quickly.
Right. Well,
you don't know any new fighters. You don't know anybody.
Well, Klitschko has like five championships.
Yeah.
Five heavyweight championships.
He could unify the belt.
His brother has the other two.
Dirty commies.
But it doesn't make sense. It's like this should be one main belt.
Yeah.
The UFC is the main fucking belt.
John Jones is the light heavyweight champion.
Of the fucking
Junior
world.
Dos Santos is the heavyweight champion of the world.
Right. Bob Kelly is the fucking championship.
Of looking like a shitty Dana White.
That just hurt, man. That hurt.
Well, go blast your tries.
I can't even move my arms. But I think that it's good. Fox is great for the sport, but that the Ultimate Fighter thing, the live aspect of it.
You can't. Well, they're learning. They're learning they can't do that.
They fucked up with that, dude. I don't think live is fucking good, man.
But they really knocked it out of their park on their recent video game.
We're gonna transition into that right now. I haven't got it.
It is fucking awesome.
I wish somebody would send it to me.
UFC 3 Undisputed is possibly... I loved all the fight nights.
Yeah.
I remember playing the first UFC video game on Dreamcast.
I can't get the fucking stupid accent out of my head.
No!
Dude, please stop. It's ringing in my ear like a fucking Metallica concert.
Good. No. This is the greatest mixed martial arts video game ever put out there.
It is.
Easily.
Now,
you can do cage control. You can do...
What does that mean? Like up against the cage?
Yeah. You can do everything accurate. The first UFC video game was punching and kicking.
Right.
And you could occasionally catch their punch and take it to the ground and ground and pound. That was it.
Right.
This one, you could slip into fucking half side control. Uh-huh. You can get, you can get these new, you can do all the aspects of jiu-jitsu. Where you can take them on the ground, fall back on your back, control them from a full guard. You can
that
do
sounds
little
a
small.
Lot of learning, man. That sounds like
they
a
do
curve.
It to, but when you put the game in, they do a tutorial that takes about 45 minutes. And then you know how to do everything. Because they simplify it with just a couple controls. It's fucking awesome. They have Pride on there. You can do the Pride Grand Prix tournament.
Really?
With like old Chuck Liddell, old Shogun when he was like 18.
Liddell with a belly?
Yeah. Vitor Belfort. Like when he was young.
What about the graphics?
Unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable. The cuts look incredibly accurate.
Here's the deal. I was talking to Laszlo, who I fucking love, over at Rockstar. Do you know him?
No.
Laszlo's over at Rockstar. He's an Open Anthony guy. He used to have his own show on, I think he might still, I don't know. But he was telling me about, it's fucked because they do Rockstar video games.
Yeah.
You know, they do Red Dead and all that shit.
Yeah,
right?
They have some great ones.
Great fucking video game. Of course, some of the best. But, the Xbox is so old. It's like they can put so much more data on a fucking Blu-ray and make the game so much more better, but they can't because the fucking actual hardware isn't up to fucking snuff.
Well, Xbox, a lot of times when you get a new game, like when I got Arkham City, they make it's an update. You have to update it. They change something.
But the hardware isn't you can't play on Xbox. So when they make a game, they have to make it for Xbox too. They can't make a better game for Sony that has Blu-ray that could play put more data on a CD to make it better. So they have to make it for if Xbox would fucking up their stupid system and make a new Xbox.
Hey. Ignorance is bliss. I'm just happy I got UFC 3.
Those goddamn soft eyes. Mm. God damn
baby
it.
Eyes. Weep, weep. I love UFC 3. If you're a fan of mixed martial arts and you own an Xbox or a PlayStation,
get it. And can you
game.
Do live?
Yeah.
You can't because you don't
I'm gonna,
have
you
it.
You know what I'm going to do in the next month?
What are you going to do, Dan, in the next
month? I'm going to get Xbox Live.
Dan, what are you going to do in the next month for this country?
I'm going to go and get Xbox Live. And hook it up to my Xbox and play UFC Undisputed 3.
Oh, God. Oh, my fucking
You
God.
Watch Angry Boys, though.
What?
You watch Angry Boys.
I though. Do. I do.
Yeah, they have a fucking thick-ass Australian accent.
I watch it with It's like eating spicy food.
You're like,
ooh. You're like, oh, it's fucking hot, but I want to do it again. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, show. You're doing that accent now. Yeah. I just want to hear more of it.
Yeah.
But I fucking
you do, Bobby. Bobby Kelly.
I hate my name.
Bobby Kelly, you hear me?
You should go do the Australian Comedy Festival.
Your next comedian, you've seen him on Tourgasm on Comedy Central. He's also got his live, you know what, Dean podcast.
I fucking hate it. Dude, you get two new voices today.
Yeah, I did. What
you
was
do?
The other one?
Oh, the Indian. What was he?
White Indian. White actor playing an Indian.
White actor playing an Indian from old days.
For the bald chief does not like the voice of the of the convict across the ocean. For later in the day, I will go back to my tribe and find a meal made of the breast of a chicken with the spice like that of a hot summer day. For when the coyote locks eyes with the rattlesnake, I will have... Nice! Yeah, two new voices. Put that in a satchel.
What the fuck was chicken? shit, so get it. Get that guy.
Fuck it,
hey.
I'm excited to go home and play it before my shows tonight.
All right,
and we're going to be...
What? We're going to be at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, Wednesday.
This week. This podcast comes out on Monday. We're recording it now, and it's actually going to come out on Monday. Is that a song?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Mamas
or is it
and the
Sunday?
Papas.
Is it Sunday?
Thursday.
Okay. Not Thursday. Saturday. Nope.
Okay, let's stop.
Monday. Nope. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday.
Swing and a miss.
It's either Sunday or Monday. Monday.
All right.
Anyways, yeah, we're going to be at South by Southwest coming up. I'm going to be there. We're both doing a show Wednesday.
I'm hosting your show.
You're hosting it. I'm closing it. Gary Gulman, Amy fucking Schumer.
And Doug Benson.
And we're going to do a podcast live from, and Doug Benson, live from somewhere out there.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. It might be late. It might not be live. It's going to be late and you might be shit-faced and I might be full. That's my
I'll probably have a couple beers in me.
Yeah, we'll get another one in for next week. And we'll get Kelly on next Monday.
Yes.
Ugh.
Nice. She's friends with DeRosa too.
She should see
he doesn't hate the accent like you do.
Oh God.
Nice.
I just went to itch my arm and I can't itch my arm.
It was really funny watching you attempt that.
I can't because my fucking curls fucking sucks.
I'm so excited for this hot sandwich I'm about to go buy.
Oh really? Is it near here?
No, it's in Astoria, Queens.
Oh okay, thanks for inviting me.
I like your fucking attempt at an Australian accent even more.
Fuck you.
Can we call that the name of the episode? Can the accent be called No?
Yeah, I don't know how to spell that. We'd have to have that broad fucking type it out for us.
Hey.
Anyways, we're going to do a little tech talk right now. We have a new tech talk theme song that's going to be played. So we're going to play that. We're going to do a little tech talk we're going to do tech talk
with
Bobby and
Dan. It's okay. Subbed in.
Yeah, it's just awful. It doesn't work.
But it's like it's obvious that like they just put it over. It's because it's like the original song. Like Tech Talk.
With Bobby and
Dan.
Because Joe's not here, man. So we're going to be doing Tech Talk with me and you today for the podcast. So enjoy this. Here's the new theme song. The new Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Dan.
You should do it in an Australian accent.
Dan, with Bobby and Dan.
Oh, fuck you. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We had a few hundred people listening live. I appreciate you taking the time. We do this once in a while. It fucks up. Most of the time, if you just refresh your browser and use your, a Chrome or a Firefox, it will actually work. Just refresh it and it'll work out. Sorry for the whatever the fuck if it wasn't working at the beginning. Maddie, Bailey J's man, thank you for helping us out today. Let me know that shit was stutter stepping. Check out their podcast too, Bailey J's podcast on iTunes. We got Dan Soda at Dan Soda. Soder. It's an ER. Soder, a.k.a. Monster Voice, a.k.a. Ooh. Old Indian, a.k.a. yeah. Fucking shit accent.
Shit Australian accent.
And, of course, me. But make sure you go, if you're a fan of the show, it's at YKWD Podcast. At YKWD Podcast. Make sure you hit us up on there. And, of course, check out all the other shows on Riotcast. Thanks for listening. It's a wrap. YKWD live Saturday afternoon special show with me and Dan is... I think my neighbor is fucking cleaning up a murder.
Get your ass down. It's time for
Tech Talk. Tech Talk. Tech Talk.
You know what, dude?
Tech Talk. Tech Talk. Tech Talk.
You know what, dude?
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joey.
All right, we are back. Anybody who's still listening, you're fucking listening, and you know the secret that we just had.
Yeah.
We're doing a live Tech Talk this week. I'm going to be reviewing hoodies with a headphone.
What is that?
Exactly what it is. It's a fucking hoodie right here.
Yeah.
They were nice enough. The company was nice enough. I had my assistant call up the company, and it was nice enough. It's called Hoodie Buddy. You can go to hoodiebuddy.com. And they have a shitload of hoodies. I'm a big fucking hoodie fan.
Love hoodies.
Hoodies are great to travel with. It's great. You put the hood over your head on a plane.
You feel like a fucking Jedi half the time. No?
I don't know about that. No,
I do.
I feel warm. Okay. I don't know if that's what you mean by Jedi warm.
No. I feel like I have mystical powers.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
if you travel a lot, everybody has a hoodie. You have a hoodie. It's fucking great. Walking around, it's working out. I don't know. But let me explain what the fuck it is first. It's a hoodie. You go to hoodiebuddy.com, and they have a shitload of different varieties of hoodies. Black ones, gray one, as Joe would say, heathered. They have heathered. Nylon, workout ones, fleece ones. And inside the pocket, they have a plug to plug your iPhone or MP3 player or fucking shit droid, whatever you have, in the pocket. And then the hoodie strings are headphones.
Whoa.
Okay, so the hoodie strings are the actual headphones, and they're actually good headphones. They fit in your ear good. They're in-ear headphones, of course. They fit in your ear pretty good. They block out a lot of sound. I used it on a plane. It was better than Apple as far as blocking out sound because they go inside the canal a little bit, so they fit. They're great for walking around the city. You just have your phone in your pocket, and it has enough cord to pull out so you can answer you can talk on them. Two, they don't have a mic, but you can still talk if you're talking to the bottom of the phone. It's not great, but you can manage it. But as far as listening to your music, walking around the city in an airport, listening to the You Know What Dude podcast, fucking, it's awesome. The Hoodie Buddy is awesome. One thing, you can't work out in it because it gets too hot. Yeah. I wore mine to the gym like an asshole, and I was the only asshole with a hoodie on at the gym on a treadmill. I had to take it off.
Look like a high school wrestler trying to cut weight.
Yeah, you gotta definitely bring a different pair of headphones to the gym. But you can wear it to the gym. You can wear it around the house. You can wear it on traveling. I love it. It's fucking great. It's hoodiebuddy.com. There's all different kinds. They got regular black hoodies, cloth hoodies, cotton hoodies. They got this. I got this. They sent me this really nice nylon one. I tried to get them to send me three.
Yeah.
One for you, one for Joe, and one for me, but they didn't do it.
That's fine.
They sent one, and they actually sent the least favorite one, the one I wanted. I wanted the double XL black light hoodie cotton. They sent me this one, which is, the nylon one. And
hey, but you know what?
What?
You got to try it out?
Yeah, but I would have liked to get you one. So if they're listening or they actually hear this, why don't you send me the other? You want a double X, right?
Yeah.
Double X hoodie for fucking
I'll take a single X.
A single X?
Single X. I got long arms. If you have XL long, I'll do that.
What the fuck is XL long?
It's for fucking weird people like me.
Don't get mad at me that you're
weird.
I'm not
mad at you. I'm mad at the sink.
Well, you use the F word. The sink?
I was looking at the sink.
Why? So
to avoid conflict.
And they sold these at Old Navy for a minute last year for $40, $44.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the fuck I was, because if I saw one of these at Old Navy, I would have grabbed one of them. I think it's the greatest fucking thing ever made. I love this thing. Hoodie Buddy. Having your because I hate cords. I hate having to wrap up my fucking headphones, put them in my pocket. They fall out. You lose them all. It's just a fucking pain in the ass.
Right
having
now,
this
built
is
right
the
in.
Shit. Built right the fuck in. You're wearing a hoodie right now.
Goddamn right.
Not a hoodie, buddy.
Nope.
So you got your fucking what?
Guess what I got? I got to pull out my earbuds.
And put them in?
Put them in.
And they're might get caught on something?
One of these buttons on my jacket that's over my hoodie.
Right. Not if you had Hoodie Buddy on right now.
Problem solved. Done.
Boom.
HoodieBuddy.com.
Dude, you got your fucking headphones. You got your hoodie. You got your fucking your iPhone. Boom. You're done. Wrap it up. It's a fucking wrap. So HoodieBuddy.com, my new favorite thing. Thanks for sending me out one of these things. Make sure you send them an email if you do buy one. Tell them you heard it from us, the YKWD podcast. And I'm going to try to get Dan and Joe one. One of their own little hoodie buddies.
Yeah.
You know, Joe would love a hoodie buddy.
Yeah, he'd love it. Eat it up. Yeah.
A heathered hoodie buddy.
Hoodie buddy.
And what is your tech top? This is actually...
my tech talk.
This is tech talk. This is...
Tech talk.
With Bobby.
And Dan.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different. It's the dubbed over version. My tech talk is UFC 3, Undisputed, THQ's UFC Undisputed 3 for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Which we talked about a little bit on the
show. Talked about it a little bit. Greatest MMA game ever made. If you're a fan of mixed martial arts, or if you're a fan of boxing or fighting, buy this game.
Yeah.
It's got a great creative player career mode. You can either take an existing fighter and go through the ranks. You start in the World Fighting Alliance.
Right.
If you know MMA, you know that's kind of their minor leagues.
Yeah.
You do some fights. You get scouted by UFC. Uh-huh. You go to the fight night.
Wow.
And then if you win enough fights, you go to the pay-per-views.
Wow.
You're even on blacked out cards sometimes.
Really? Do you get bonuses?
You get bonuses if you knock them out. If you get fight of the night, submission of the night.
No shit.
Yeah. You can do the Pride Grand Prix Championships with all the old Pride fighters from the late 90s, early 2000s.
That's pretty cool.
And you can also, you can take it on live. And you can have a belt on Xbox Live, which I have not done yet, which you get to defend your belt online.
No shit.
And certain you can do catch weight fights.
Wow.
Up and down weight divisions.
So you can fight Anderson Silva.
Like I fight Anderson Silva.
Uriah Faber.
If you're it only goes lets you go up one or down one.
Okay.
And if you go,
so you could be George St. Pierre.
If you're George St. Pierre, you can go up and fight or if you're Anderson Silva, you can jump up the light heavyweight fight Bones Jones.
Right. Oh, what a great fight that would be.
It's unbelievable.
Real life, motherfucker.
Done it.
Did you see the new video for Bones Jones that Fox put out?
I love it.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
How great. And he kisses the little white kid on the head.
I love Bones Jones.
I love Bones Jones too, man.
It's my favorite.
He choked me out.
I know he did.
And then he massaged my neck.
He's a champion.
He's a champ. What a great commercial.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, Google it. Bones Jones, Fox commercial.
Here's the thing.
It's him going into the ring. Then he actually, it shows him choking out Machida.
Yeah.
And they show Machida's hand go limp. And then in slow motion. And then it shows him dropping Machida to the ground, walking away and putting his hand up in victory with the belt on. Then leaving through the crowd. And this little kid is leaning over, and he leans up, grabs his head. It reminds me of that Coke commercial.
That's what I was going to say, the Mean Joe Green.
Yeah.
Throwing the jersey. He is...
Except now black guys can kiss white kids on TV.
Love it.
I just throw a Coke from a mile away in a shirt.
Like, Joe, that's far enough. Just throw me the Coke.
Whoa,
Joe Green.
Don't touch the little kid.
Yeah, just throw him the Coca-Cola. Give him your jersey. That's it. Yeah, Bones Jones is, from what I've heard, just the nicest guy in the world.
All right, so there you go. We got a hoodie buddy. Go check that out. Hoodies with a fucking headphone. Unbelievable. If you listen to music all the time and you need headphones, people always be, what headphones should I get? The headphones are good. They're not the best, but you know what headphones are if you're not spending $300. $44, you get a fucking rocking hoodie.
And headphones. It's a twofer. It's a twofer. And go get UFC Undisputed 3. And then when I'm on Xbox Live, I'll see you in the octagon.
Boom. And that is...
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Dan.
Dan.
Oh, where's Joe?
I know.
All right.